This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trucks, and I'm all for trucks delivering stuff around the country, but not oil, not gas, not on long hauls. Trucks delivering oil and gas for long hauls compared to pipeline is like going out to a well and getting buckets of water to come into your house and take a bath instead of having a pipe to a reservoir. It's night and it's day, and this is a strategic shutdown of our country. It fits into the stated goal of the globalists, and it's on purpose. And there's no doubt that the people that run Biden are the ones that are behind all this. We're going to take some more of your calls, and we have a huge guest joining us that could change the whole future of the world. I'm going to explain this in a few minutes, but right now let's go back to your phone calls here. Carlos is always an interesting fellow. Real quick, Carlos, what's your take on all this?
Thank you, Alex. Before I tell you today, what I would like to talk to you about today, I want to tell you, you mentioned fizzy magnesium. That's a very interesting substance. You know, I'm a favorite of your iodine products, but I suspect that if you're listening, if you ever suffered from migraines, this fizzy magnesium with a tiny bit of calcium could be a very, very, very good solution for you. And if you do have benefit from it, call InfoWars and let Alex know, because I'd have to tell you, magnesium is as essential as iodine to your cells. And if you take care of your cells, the cells will take care of you. So just let me know, Alex, how your feedback on this fizzy magnesium is, because I really think with a little bit of calcium, it can really do marvels on migraine.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is for President Trump. Look, I support President Trump. I think he was a great human being, a great American, a great president, but not a very good politician. He didn't have the experience. He was taken in by people like Jeff Sessions. He should have fired this man immediately after he decided not to involve himself with the Russian allegation, knowing fully well it was garbage. And he kept him for 2 years out of loyalty. It was senators that betrayed him. He wasn't the only one. He should have looked at Jared Kushner and what Jared Kushner was advising him to do, and he wasn't wise enough to know even that. So, I mean, with all respect, as a politician, I believe he really should go out there and promote the one thing that he can really make a contribution for the history of America, for his legacy, and that is to restore democracy, to make sure that you have electoral reform so that what happened to him, what was done to him, which was essentially removing him like they would have done President Kennedy so many years ago, except this time they used, you know, the overnight machinery they've been using to jig the elections. He could not have been removed without a coalition between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats wanted to remove the president, so did the Republicans. The Republicans, all they wanted was to remain in power. So they made political sausage, and President Trump didn't know what was being done behind his back. He was dealt with politically. Now, the question is, restore your democracy. Without that, all the rest is blanks. Everything is shooting. Your republic is not a republic if you don't have democracy. One person, one vote. Have an informed vote. Google and all the other agencies that are silencing you wanted to keep you uninformed so you don't make a decision, an informed decision. Rally against them. And then once that decision is taken, don't let the minority overrule the majority. That's not what democracy is only an instrument to make decisions. President Trump can make the greatest contribution to American future by simply making sure that with the following he has and the rallies he carries, he elects a group of people, 12, 13 experienced politicians that are going to make sure that the democracy that they're elected on represents the American people.
All right. Very well said. Thank you, Carlos. All right. Dr. Francis Boyle is going to join us. We're going to go to break in 15 seconds. We'll be back in 60 seconds. And the audience, you've already heard all that you're about to hear 20 times. Because we are a year and 3 months ahead of it. But now, what does it mean that it's coming out now? And what are the ramifications with Dr. Francis Boyle?
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
Well, my friends, a lot of explosive historic things are happening here. And Dr. Francis Boyle has been coming on the show for at least 20 years. He's an author, researcher. He got a special PhD at Harvard. Only one person a year gets under Henry Kissinger on globalism and how the New World Order really operates. He also went to the Chicago Business School, where they also do their training. And he's been exposing them for decades. He's been a top war crimes prosecutor at the UN. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law in the early 1990s. He contributed heavily to world law. And so he's probably the best guest you can get on because he's the leading expert on the law on chemical biological weapons, the hands down, and also prosecuting people. So yesterday I didn't do that for headlines, and I figured it wouldn't get a lot of headlines. It did for Media Matters and others because they know people talking about this. And I said, clearly now, everything Dr. Boyle said 14, 15 months ago here has been proven. You have, and I'll go over some of the names here in a moment like I did yesterday. You have Dr. Peter Daszak hiring Ralph S. Barrett from North Carolina in 2015 when there was media attention on the gain-of-function illegality. They moved it to Wuhan, working with the Chinese military and others, but six programs funded by Fauci and by Gates directly to the tune of $3,748,000 plus on gain-of-function. We have the video of him saying, we got five viruses to merge them to build a vaccine, exactly what Boyle said on our show in February of last year, and that they were going to develop the bioweapon to make the vaccine. He says it on the video. This is the director of the program who was directly got the waiver from Fauci and the federal agency that he headed up, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Then he writes the Lancet report. And that's come out. His colleagues leaked it. He confirms it's real. That he wrote the report saying no connection to Wuhan and said, don't put us in there. They'll know we're covering up. Smoking gun after smoking gun. So what is the penalty for building a biological weapon illegally and accidentally letting it out versus, which has all been proven. Boyle said a year and 3 months ago has been all vetted and proven now. Okay, this is beyond Pulitzer Prize stuff. And he doesn't care about that, but that's the level of this. Then what does it mean, though, with all the preparation, the power grab, the operation lockstep, the end game we're witnessing with Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, how they've gotten all this power and these companies have all doubled, tripled their wealth. I believe they released it on purpose to lock down the world and bring you in control. Boyle at least disagrees with me because it hasn't been proven yet, but that's where I see this going. We'll cover that maybe at the end of the interview, but I want to mention this, go to him now. It's all over the news. Rand Paul is bringing it up. Fauci lies when I have NIH websites saying they fund gain of function. under Fauci's direction as late as 2017 in the U.S. So people are charged for lying to Congress. So there is a smorgasbord of importance here. And so I'm going to leave it up to Dr. Boyle to think where we should go first in this. But I know you don't care about vindication. You care about stopping this madness. You also point out that the Frankenshots are illegal, another violation of the Nuremberg Code, which is punishable by death. And so give us your expert take on this full spectrum. What area should we tackle first, Professor?
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex, my best year viewing audience. I think Senator Paul did a great job yesterday nailing Fauci's wall, and I would encourage that you put the entire interchange there on InfoWars so people can see it, because the New York Times had almost nothing on it, just a little blurb basically making fun of Senator Paul. As we both know, he's an ophthalmologist, which is a high degree of specialty in medical training, and obviously a very bright man. As I've said before, we are fighting humanity, World War III here. It's a two-front war. First, against COVID-19, and second, against the Frankenshots. And now, as you know, regretfully, it's just been reported, they are going to start giving the Frankenshots to 12 to 15-year-olds. This is our future of humanity. And here in America, this is our children and our grandchildren, the next generation. These kids are going to be poisoned in their system from the get-go. We have no idea, not just the deaths here, but also the disabilities that are going to inflict them for the rest of their lives. This is Dr. Mengele at Auschwitz type stuff we are dealing with here. So I'm afraid we're just going to have to do a two-front war here, like World War II that my dad fought in Europe and the Pacific. We have COVID-19, and we have the Frankenshots. We have to stop the Frankenshots immediately, and especially so they do not start giving them to our children. They're predicting they'll be ready to go soon, no later than the end of the summer. That has to be stopped dead in the water. There's no question at all about it for the next generation of humanity. Now that it's come out that COVID-19 is an offensive biological warfare weapon that has been DNA genetically engineered, it has gain of function. It has synthetic biology. It also has nanotechnology on there, so it can float in the air. Well, of course, these Frankenshots aren't going to deal with it. That is why Barrick at UNC, when they did put this whole thing together with the Bat Queen from Wuhan BSL-4, and we have to understand that Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick, they did not move into developing a vaccine because they knew a vaccine was hopeless. There was no way you could possibly have any type of safe and effective vaccine for offensive biological warfare.
Just, it's not about credit, it's about reality. People listen to you now. You didn't just call that it was from the lab. You called that you can't have a vaccine for it, which the scientists said, but they still went ahead with one that instead attacks proteins in the body, which it turns out Fauci did studies at University of Texas Level 4 lab in 2012, and they told him, don't make vaccines, extreme caution, it causes blood clots in the rats. I mean, this is insane.
I read that study, you're right. They were warned on this from the beginning. I'm sure Fauci knew all about it. And again, not to toot my own horn, but on January 24, 2020, I also said that this undoubtedly involved a gain-of-function DNA genetic engineering, which it did.
Yeah, you said it before the Indians even said it. And again, it's about people better listen to you because you've been dead on, dead on. I respect you so much. Maybe you're right. It was an accident. Because I start asking, why would they do something so crazy? Why would they make a five-stage weapon virus and then release the damn thing?
Well, Alex, look, I've been opposing DNA genetic engineering for biological warfare purposes since shortly after I joined the Council for Responsible Genetics in 1993, and they asked me to handle their biological warfare weapons work for them. Alex, this is all Nazi-type science. The people who do this, the scientists who do this, they have a Nazi mentality. We must understand that. And it's been that way for as long as I've been fighting these people. They do not care. It's that simple. I first publicly blew the whistle on this in a briefing on Capitol Hill. I guess it was 1985. I began working for CRG in 1983, and I said we had to stop this. So
let's talk about how we stop it, and the laws are in place: national laws, local laws, international laws. The whole situation with the Nuremberg Code. With Dr. Francis Bull on the other side, I'm Alex Jones. This could not be a more important subject. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here. On Monday night, Tucker Carlson went on and did a 14-minute piece that took a lot of courage. You know, his contract lets him do whatever he wants. He's the only person at Fox that actually has a contract like that. And he will not be silenced, and he knocks it out of the park. And I noticed that Fox always posts his full show on YouTube. They didn't post it that day, and they still haven't as of this morning. Because they don't want you knowing about this, because if this comes out, it's over for the out-of-control Big Pharma, which is the heart of the global corporate U.N. system, which isn't the U.N. The U.N. just represents these big mega corporations that are extremely authoritarian, who have this attitude of, oh, the blood out of Arkansas has HIV in it? Let the hemophiliacs have it. They deserve to die. That came out in the Bayer situation, just like Bayer and Monsanto and the Roundup. They knew that was killing people. They didn't care. But it's beyond not caring. And you mentioned this, Dr. Boyle. And by the way, we do have the full 7-minute exchange between Fauci and Senator Paul posted a Bandot video. And I've got a short clip I'll play next segment of it. But you talk about immunization with SARS, coronavirus vaccine, leads to pulmonary immunopathology, University of Texas, federally funded study that Fauci funded out of the same Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases that he was heading. And it's heavily studied. Wolfgang Wudarg, and it was on a major advisory board to the EU, and Dr. Yidan, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, they signed a letter in December warning of this protein spike having the body attack itself. And now we're seeing that record heart attacks, strokes, even in young people that are taking this mRNA shot, but also the others that do a similar thing. Why would they do that? And I know you're not supposed to ask why evil does what it does, because it's crazy. It wants power. Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Stalin do what he did? But I don't ever see him getting away with this. I mean, Fauci's on record running those gain-of-function projects before all this came out. Now his own people are on video bragging about it? I mean, it's just... Are they megalomaniacs? Do they think they're invincible? You've been around these people. What's wrong with them?
Well, Alex, again, you point out, I pointed out this Nazi mentality. Certainly there at Harvard, when I spent 7 years there going through the exact same PhD program that produced Kissinger, Brzezinski, Huntington, McGeorge Bundy, the architect of the Vietnam War for Kennedy and Johnson, taught in the Harvard Government Department before I did. So this goes back at least that far to the Kennedy administration, my direct personal experience.
So they but just you, like the power of life and death over people.
Well, you really have to study the Nazis, Alex. As you said, why did Hitler set out to exterminate the Jews? It made no sense. Even Hannah Arendt pointed this out in her classic work, Origins of Totalitarianism, that militarily it was totally insane for Hitler to be devoting all those resources to exterminating the Jews when he was losing World War II on both fronts. It appears to be insanity to most people, but if you have this Nazi mentality, it makes perfect sense. And you are correct that Klaus Schwab there of Davos said Kissinger was one of his mentors at Harvard. Kissinger is absolute evil. I went through the exact same PhD program at Harvard. They gave me Kissinger's old office there at Harvard Center for International Affairs. Harvard trained me to be a Kissinger for my generation. Yes, this is what goes on in these...
How do we believe these people? I mean, how do we stop this madness?
Well, I think, first of all, just looking at the agenda, we have to save our children from these Frankenshots. That's for sure. And we do have time between now and the end of the summer when they say that they're going to start mass inoculation with Frankenshots of our 12 to 15-year-old children. That's the future. We're making, I think, progress on convincing adults not to take these Frankenshots. We have to keep doing that. There's no question.
I'm going to go to vaccine centers off property, but I'm going to get with huge PA systems. I'm going to read them the news articles about the trials where as young as two-year-olds are having heart attacks and dying after they take it. And Big Pharma just moves forward. Healthy two-year-olds have heart attacks and die. 15-year-olds have heart attacks and die in the studies, and they just keep going forward.
Right. Just go back also and read the Nazi doctor's medical case at Nuremberg to see what the Nazi doctors were doing. And several of them were convicted, and a few were executed. That was done by us. So I'm afraid, I know this is hard for people to accept, but, the best precedent for what we're dealing with here were Hitler and the Nazis, at least in my recent experience. Second, Fort Detrick has a manual on how to contain biological warfare agents and how to remediate biological warfare agents. You see these death scientists like Fauci, who's done 97% of this going back to Reagan and his neocons who wanted to get into using biological warfare with DNA genetic engineering.
And let me get also up. Dick Cheney wrote in April's 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses for PNAC, we need to work through the media to legitimize the use in the near future of race-specific bioweapons, close quote.
Right. That's right in the PNAC report, Alex. I cite that in my book, Biowarfare and Terrorism, the neocons, and I think that might have been drafted by Bolton himself. The neocons fully supported biological warfare and race-specific biological warfare as well. Sure, outright genocide. There's no question for it. But Fort Detrick has a main. You see, the problem, Alex, is all this communist dictatorship propaganda about the Wuhan wet market prevented us right from the get-go to come to grips with COVID-19. This is not natural or anything at all like that. As I said in my worldwide media alert, January 24, it's an existentially dangerous offensive biological warfare weapon. Fauci knew that early on. Redfield, the former director of the CDC, in his interview on CNN, said, yes, the leak happened over there at the end of September, early October. Sure, they knew about it.
That's what you said back in February of last year.
They knew about it. They knew about the leak. They knew all they had to do was call up the Barrick contract and article on the NIH and NIAID Fauci computer. They saw it right there. And instead of acting immediately and effectively to stop it, they just let it move on.
Stay there. You're using technical jargon, but we're going to explain what you mean when we come back. They were running the program. They knew exactly what was there and how deadly it was and what they were up to. We'll be right back with our special guest, Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay with us. This is history happening right now. And as he predicted, they were doing it to test for a future vaccine. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Listeners have rightfully been complaining
the last 6 months or so saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, love to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Right now, that the people that funded this, the Bill Gateses, the Anthony Faucis, are not pleased. And I wanted to ask Dr. Francis Boyle, who predicted all of this or accurately laid it all out, and predicted how deadly the vaccine would be and wouldn't help people, to ask him more about how we defeat these people and how we educate the public. Because I'm always asking, why are they doing it? The public goes, well, there's no reason they do that. I mean, that's crazy. Well, because you're not crazy. So it is important to answer why they do it. Power, control, corporate domination, UN control, forced inoculation, medical tracking systems, a way to get around your medical records, the way to get big tech involved in your life, the social credit score. But I said this yesterday, and I was very serious as I was wanting to get you on the show. This is just broken, and you've talked about the Nuremberg Code, and you put this warning out. By authority of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, I do hereby exercise my right to refuse to submit to or administer the COVID-19 vaccine. The United States government has prosecuted, convicted, and executed medical doctors who have violated the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. And it goes, aiders and abettors of Nuremberg crimes are equally guilty and have also been prosecuted, convicted, and executed. Well, here's Media Matters. And I didn't say this to be a shock jock, and I gave more of an expansion here, but I said Bill Gates, Fauci, from my evidence, are all funding this, all involved, and they should be charged, they should be investigated if they've been found guilty of producing an offensive biological weapon, whether they released it on purpose or whether it leaked. It's a crime. You wrote the U.S. law on biological warfare and put the death statute in there, now law. As a lawyer, you know, as a father, as an American, what do you think of my statement? Does it? Because I'm not saying I want any violence against them. I don't want any vigilantism. I'm saying what they're doing is war crime. What they're doing is experimental medicine, lying to us and saying it's safe, trying to force people onto it. And a lot of people are getting sick and dying. So what is the response to this, and what do you make of my statement?
Yes, everyone involved in the UNC BSL-3, all Americans, and also over at that Wuhan BSL-4, they all must be prosecuted under my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. One point I do disagree with you, though, there, Alex, the Department of Justice in the negotiations over my legislation, which, by the way, was passed exactly the way I wrote it, I originally put life imprisonment in there. The Department of Justice wanted the death penalty. I'm a lifelong abolitionist, I guess going back to my mother. She told me I didn't get it from my father. So I resisted pressure to put the death penalty in there. So as of now, my legislation would only provide for life imprisonment. But you are correct, Fauci, everyone involved in COVID-19, and that would include, as we know from the Barrick article, we also have involved there not only people at UNC, but also the Food and Drug Administration. And you'll note the Food and Drug Administration is the one that gave the emergency authorization use for the COVID Franken shots, right? And the FDA now has said, oh, well, now we're going to allow you to inject Franken shots into children. FDA is up to its eyeballs in COVID-19, and everyone involved in that, there's just one name here, but I'm sure more were involved. They should all be prosecuted, and FDA should be taken down for what they've done here. Likewise, Biden just appointed this Dr. Walensky from the Harvard Medical School. I don't know her personally. Harvard and the Harvard Medical School are up to their eyeballs in COVID-19. It says that right there on the Barrick article. Dana Farber Cancer Institute, Harvard Medical School. You can't trust anything Walensky or the CDC is telling us.
And let me just correct myself, because I was going from memory. I thought your legislation had a death penalty in it. I must have misunderstood, but I was just asking, under the Nuremberg Code, what is the punishment for producing a biological weapon that you're intending to infect the public with?
Well, first, let me correct it that you are right. There is another federal statute that I do address in my book, Biowarfare and Terrorism, on the use of weapons of mass destruction that does provide for the death penalty if people die as a result of it. Right now, I'm not saying anyone deliberately used COVID-19. You and I can respectfully disagree, but so far I'm still going along with the leak. But it was a knowing leak. All these BSL-3s and BSL-4s leak. So the Nuremberg Code, per se, has not been put into United States criminal law. It is a requirement. It is an article of customary international criminal law. But the Supreme Court, and, you know, this is before Roberts and all the rest of them, has said as a requirement of due process of law, you really need to codify this these types of requirements.
Sure, but there is hope because you got them with suits and attention to stop the experimental anthrax shots. You were at the tip of the spear there that killed tens of thousands of U.S. troops. That's been confirmed. Even the Defense Department now admits those were killing people. So experimental drugs, experimental vaccines aren't even legal in the military, much less the citizens. And I see this lie all over the news. Like I saw it on Twitter. Alex Jones is a liar. The FDA's approved all these shots and says they're safe. None of that's true. In fact, the inserts on these drugs are blank.
That's correct. And your viewing audience have to understand the FDA is up to its eyeballs in an offensive biological warfare weapon, COVID-19, that is existentially dangerous. Their approval of anything is totally worthless. You cannot believe one word the FDA is telling you. And the same for the CDC, and that was true before Walensky. We know full well that the CDC was involved in biological warfare weapons work, at least going back to the Reagan administration. I have official government documents on that in my office. I'm hunkered down at home here. So you can't believe anything the CDC is telling you. They're just lying and covering it up, as is Fauci. Certainly Fauci, Bassett, Barrick, and the rest of them must be prosecuted under my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act and face life imprisonment for what they have done here and all the death and destruction and disability that they have inflicted. Yes. As for Gates, he's been very careful to stand behind the scenes and fund all this. So we need to find out what Gates knew. We need the FBI to go over there with search warrants from judges and get into Gates's home, his office, and most importantly, the Gates Foundation, and find out exactly what Gates knew, when did he know it, and what was he funding, what did he know about it. Because we also have, in addition to my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, we have the general federal statutes on conspiracy and aiding and abetting. And that would apply, I believe, to people like Gates. But we have to get more definite information on precisely what Gates himself was doing. Here I'm just speaking as a prosecutor trying to nail someone. As for the rest of them, we already have them in the, like Fauci and the rest of them, Dasik, we already have them in the documents that were produced. Francis Collins, Fauci was lying yesterday.
I want to come back and play a few minutes of Rand Paul, get your final comment on that, and the fact as a former top world prosecutor and for the UN with Salman Milosevic and more, you're saying that it's cut and dry. That's what I see. I see the head of the program admitting that they were combining five viruses. I'm getting chills. We'll be right back in the final segment and then the war room. Owen Schroyer is coming up. Dr. Francis A. Boyle is our guest. We're going to be talking about Mr. Dasik when we return and the smoking gun.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We don't know whether the pandemic started in a lab in Wuhan or evolved naturally, but we should want to know. Instead, government authorities, self-interested in continuing gain-of-function research, say there's nothing to see here. Gain-of-function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Shi Zhengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute
of Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research.
All right, hit pause and back to some 10 seconds. I'm going to play it and get Dr. Boyle's take. For radio listeners, you're missing the TV side of this. We have the NIH website up. And Fauci's name is on the programs. And it says that they lifted the pause that started in 2015 and started back in 2017. This was a major controversy starting in 2014, running until whatever happened at the lab last year, intentional or leak. So I'm no scientist, but I know how to read the damn newspaper. This has been a big controversy. He's like lying about, I don't know, something really obvious, like Barack Obama was the 44th president. Barack Obama was the 44th president. No, he wasn't, Senator. He was not the 44th president. I mean, he sounds like a Bugs Bunny character or something. And he's up there gaslighting us. Let's play the clip and get Dr. Bull's take on it. But here it is.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain of function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain of function research. And if it is, it's according to the guidelines and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
At least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant.
Let's stop there. I'm going to play the clips during my smoking gun video. Advanced on video. That, and once we post this as an archive today, I want to add that clip in there of the individual that ran the program from the Eco Alliance, Peter Daszak, saying they were getting funding, mentioning the funding. We have the documents, and then we have him admitting they were combining five viruses together into one. Everything you said 16 months ago or 15 months ago. What do you make of this level of lying? What the hell is going on there, doctor?
Well, I think Senator Paul should refer Fauci officially to the Department of Justice for perjury. That's lying under oath to a material matter. That's 5 years. And I think Senator Paul should make that public. Indeed, I would hope that the members of his committee, at least maybe some of them, maybe Republicans and Democrats alike, could sign on to that letter and refer Fauci to the Department of Justice for prosecution for perjury. Clearly, he perjured himself. There's no question all about it. But, you know, we've had officials of the United States government get up in front of congressional committees and knowingly.
We had Clapper say the NSA has never spied on one American.
Right. There's a long history of this, Alex, and they get away with it. That's the problem. But here, we now have 3 million people who've died all over the world as a result of this. So I would encourage Senator Paul to line up some of his colleagues on that committee and refer Fauci to the Department of Justice for perjury prosecution and release the letter to the Department of Justice, to the Attorney General. Yes, definitely.
Well, I'll say this. I've been watching Fauci's body language for years, even before all this, and he does not look happy now. He finally looks scared. He's not looking too arrogant now, is he, Doctor?
No, I think Senator Paul did a pretty good job of nailing him, but he obviously has to tough it out here as he sees it, because he knows he's violated my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act and faces life imprisonment if all this collapses around him. Yes. That's sure. He knows what's happening. Indeed, in the first meeting of the COVID-19 involves synthetic biology. That's what the Bat Queen bought from China's Fort Detrick to University of North Carolina. Synthetic biology, SARS, to then soup it up, as Senator Paul correctly pointed out. Well, in my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, I anticipated synthetic biology, and I made it clear that synthetic cells or using synthetic cells, likewise, it means a felony, you face life imprisonment. That is why at the first meeting of the so-called synthetic biologists, one of their first recommendations was to repeal my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, because they knew they were going to get involved in biological warfare. Indeed, I will say here openly, Alex, it's well known that the entire field of synthetic biology was envisioned and financed and started by the Pentagon's DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects.
Well, that's right. So they're all up their eyeballs, and that's why they're protecting each other. And now we've had a disaster of historic proportions.
That is correct. That is correct, Alex, that all these officials that the American people have been relying upon, they're lying. And they're up to their eyeballs in this. And 3 million people have died already. We have at least 900,000 American deaths. That has now come out because they've been deliberately underestimating it. I don't think Biden's going to bring this under control. His chief of staff, Ron Klain, is really running things. He was behind me at Harvard Law School. Klain was the architect of the cover-up of the fact that the black West African Ebola pandemic came out of that BSL-4 at Kenema, Sierra Leone, that was set up by the USAID that works closely with the CIA for Dietrich, the Harvard blood.
Sure, it's literally Tuskegee experiment on steroids. Doctor, thanks for coming on short notice. Vindicated again. This is the big global story. It's got the system very, very scared. Thank you for coming on.
Alex, thanks for having me on, and let's stay in touch as developments occur.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. All right, that's it for this broadcast. Sorry to get to all the callers. If you want to give your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow. I'll go right to you first. Nick, Forrest, I apologize to all you guys. CD and Laura, please give us your name and number. We'll call you back if you want to come on tomorrow. The War Room is just a few minutes away. Separately, I'm really excited about this. This is something that we've been developing for years and years. I didn't develop it. I tried to get people to develop it. I have friends and folks that work as engineers for big oil companies, and they developed and have the patents for the stuff that eats oil spills, the natural non-GMO, but especially bred bacteria. And I said, man, why isn't that available for septic tanks and everything else? And they just said, oh, the big oil companies and, you know, people that have the patent, they're not interested. Well, I got the guy that has part of the patent and the delivery system patent to come out with it. I convinced them to put a factory in Texas on the side of their other factory. I convinced them. It took me years. So now it is available for the first time ever, thebiopros.com. This is a year's supply here in one bag. Put a little bit in each toilet in your house and put it right in the septic tank. And it's not like enzymes that take a lot of time and take a lot to, you know, take care of stuff. This is bacteria that breed in there. So we say it lasts a year, probably lasts a lot longer. But the point is, it's bacteria. It might last for 50 years. Septic tanks can cost tens of thousands of dollars, thousands to repair. This is beyond anything you're seeing out there, and I think it's huge. I've been using it for years, trying to get it, you know, approved and made and produced. So we're promoting these folks. They're great sponsors. TheBioPros.com. First time ever to a consumer audience. TheBioPros.com. TheBioPros.com. And there's informational videos up at Band.video about it. I'm going to see if they'll post my video about it. But they're probably going to have their engineers shoot some video about it. Again, it's not my company. It's just that I got them to do this. Started talking about it 5 years ago. I've been really cracking the whip for 2 years. I threw a fit 6 months ago, and I said, I think this is going to be gigantic. Pig farmers use it. Everybody uses it. They're coming with different packages, different sizes, different directions for toilets on boats, toilets on RVs, and for your drains, everything else. The truth is, it works for everything. It's just amazing. But right now, it's for septic, anaerobic septic, not the new weird type that didn't work very well. But this is for 90-plus percent of septic tanks out there. Find out all the tales at TheBioPros.com. And it funds the InfoWar, the only independent media telling it like it is and calling for Fauci to be tried for war crimes, ladies and gentlemen. So thanks for your support. The War Room is coming up. Last day to get 10% off affordable food. PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of that as well. Thank you all.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.